got your ball, you got your chain tied to me, tight, tight, you're bugging.
Carter Beauford, drummer for the Dave Matthews Band, was born on this date in 1958. The band began taking shape in 1990 when Dave Matthews approached the percussionist and a few other musicians to accompany him on his demo tape. Early local gigs were successful, and the band's manager utilized grassroots marketing to move the band to the national stage. People began to make bootlegs of their shows, and word of the band spread quickly among the college crowd. In 1994, the band released its major label debut, Under the Table in Dreaming, which went to number 11 on the Billboard 200 chart. The band's second album, Crash, was released 2 years later and debuted at number 2. In October of 1997, the band put out an official double-disc live album entitled Live at Red Rocks. Without any marketing or promotion, it debuted at number 3, providing a high-quality and reasonably priced alternative to illegal live CDs that were beginning to flood the black market. After taking some time off in 1997, the Dave Matthews Band went back into the studio to record Before These Crowded Streets, which debuted at number 1. The next album was repeatedly delayed before the band announced in 2000 that they would be scrapping it and parting ways with their producer. Although it was an amicable breakup, Matthews felt that the music sounded tired and the band needed fresh input. They hired Glenn Ballard, who had worked with Alanis Morissette and Aerosmith, a few months later. Their next album, Everyday, was released in 2001. The following year, Busted Stuff delivered a smoother, jazzier sound and a similarly successful debut. Their 2005 album, Stand Up, topped the Billboard charts in its first week. The group's seventh album was released last year. Travis Calvin Jackson was born on this date in 1903 in Waldo, Arkansas. Jackson was one of six native Arkansans elected to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. He played for the New York Giants and was considered the best National League shortstop in the 1920s. Noted for his defense, which earned him the nickname Stonewall, he was also considered a clutch hitter. On this date in 1976, former Georgia Governor Jimmy Carter defeated Republican incumbent Gerald R. Ford, becoming the first U.S. president from the Deep South since the Civil War. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.